leading the news this morning, and officials have confirmed that NATO countries will take over command of military operations in Libya from early next week. A French fighter jet, meanwhile, has destroyed a Libyan plane which had breached the no-fly zone. French officials say the plane had just landed in the besieged rebel capital, rebel city of Misrata, when it was attacked. Australian soldiers serving in Afghanistan are facing disciplinary action for posting racist comments on Facebook. The postings use derogatory and racist language to describe Afghan civilians. There are also insulting comments about the Prime Minister. The Acting Chief of Army, Major General Paul Simon, says the Army is appalled by the behaviour. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake on the Burma-Thai border has been felt as far away as Bangkok. A woman died when a wall fell on her in the northern Thai city of Chiang Rai. Power and phones in the city have also been cut. The quake shook buildings in Bangkok, sending people running onto the street. Two workers at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant are in hospital after being exposed to dangerously high levels of radiation. They were trying to restore Reactor 3's cooling system when contaminated water seeped into their protective clothing. And one day to go until New South Wales voters cast their verdict, and it's not looking any better for Labor. Two polls out this morning are showing Labor's vote hitting a record low. News poll puts its primary vote at just 23%, while a Galaxy poll has Labor winning just 14 lower house seats.